Good morning and welcome everybody. Welcome honorable members, guests, staff of parliament. I see we are now ready to proceed. Anele, do we have a quorum? Is it Danielle or Shanaz?
Morning, Chair and members. Thank you, Chairperson. We do have a quorum with about 8 members. Honorable Mkhatshwa, Trustee Yangcobo, Honorable Madaniso, Honorable Boshoff, Honorable Nodada.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
All right, thank you. All right, welcome, members. We have decided to convene this brief meeting today to consider the minutes as well as the outstanding reports that might be there in the committee. We've received a directive from the House Chairperson that we must finalize all the minutes and all the reports that are in front of the committee before we rise this afternoon. So we thought that let's call a brief meeting between 9 and 10 to finalize, but I don't expect this meeting to take long. So the minutes should have been distributed to the members. Anele, can you just put up the agenda on the screen?
Okay, Chairperson.
As you do that, maybe just take us through the apologies that you might have received.
I did not receive any apology, Chair.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Share the agenda with us.
Oh, okay, Chair. Just going to it.
Honorable Mkhatshwa, Honorable Whip.
Good morning.
Are you able just to take over for about a few minutes? I just need to attend to something urgent.
Okay, that's fine, Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Good morning, colleagues. Good morning, honorable members. Anela, sorry, I just need to get my minutes out. Can you just take us through the first minutes on the 13th while I just have them out on my side, please? What the meeting on the 13th?
Thank you, Whip. Yeah, it was the briefing by the CSIR, ASAP, SACNASP on their annual reports.
Okay. Can I please note hands that seek to make any contributions or amendments to those minutes on the 13th? Okay. I'm assuming with the silence that members agree to those minutes and there's no amendments. So can I please note hands?
Comrade Mkhatshwa. Honorable Mkhatshwa.
Yes. Honorable Jane.
I've raised my hand.
Honorable Mananiso, sorry. Yes, Honorable Mananiso. Oh, sorry, I didn't see that. Apologies.
Okay.
You may continue.
Thank you, Honorable Mkhatshwa. I've highlighted earlier on to the chairperson that I would like to switch off my video, based on the fact that where I'm at, the network is not right. So I'm just doing it for audibility. I would want to suggest to the forum that we must all adopt all the minutes because we were given prior to this meeting. I've went through them and one would say that The minutes are a true reflection of the meeting. And I have seen as well the second quarter reports, both of the DHET and DSI, they are in order. However, on one of the reports of the 18th November 2020, there's only a spelling error on resolutions. Number four, first bulletin, where it indicates that PSET system, there's just an error of an extra T. So that's the only thing that I've seen that it's not right. Thank you. I move for the adoption of the reports and the minutes. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Malani. So can I note members who seek to perhaps make any amendments to all the minutes and reports? If there's any particular report or minutes where members would like to make amendments, additions. Okay, I'm not seeing any hands go up. Honorable Notata, Honorable Boshoff, Honorable Ngobo, Honorable Sibiya.
Great Chairperson, you can go.
Oh, fine. Okay. Want to make sure that all members are comfortable with the minutes and the reports being adopted at the same time. Can I note then a hand that seeks to second the adoption of all the minutes and the reports as proposed by Honorable Mananiso? Okay, Honorable Sibiya.
Okay, thanks, Chairperson. I'm seconding the adoption of the minutes with amendments. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Honorable Sibiya. Honorable members, colleagues, with the minutes being adopted by Honorable Mananiso and seconded, well, the minutes and the reports adopted by Honorable Mananiso, with the amendment that she has made with regards to the spelling there, and adopted by Honorable Sibiya, the minutes of the dates that were set forth together with the reports are then adopted. Noting that there was the next agenda item was discussions, I would like to then presume that our meeting has come to an end. And on behalf of the chairperson of the committee, would like to wish all honorable members a safe journey during this festive season, and to the colleagues who support us in this amazing work that we do, would also like to thank you very much and wish you and your families a peaceful festive season. Honorable Chair, you can continue. However, the minutes and the reports were adopted, but I'm sure you would like to also then close the meeting yourself, Chair. So I'll give the meeting back to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Honorable Mukacha. Thanks for holding on. I had an emergency to attend to, but maybe we should thank members for adopting the minutes and the reports. And I think you have already started wishing all the members a joyous festive season and a happy new year. I must just also add that this was a difficult year, the year of the COVID storm. We survived the COVID, but most of our friends, our colleagues, our family members, unfortunately, we're not able to survive the storm. Please take care of yourself, honorable members, especially those of you like Honorable Nodada, who either is in the Eastern Cape or is driving to the Eastern Cape. We understand that the situation is quite bad that side. Please take care of yourself. This virus is ravaging the country, the world, and so let's take care of ourselves. But most importantly, let's go and rest, enjoy the festive season. We had a wonderful debate yesterday, a very good debate when we presented the reports, the quarterly performance reports and so forth. We got to hear the views of the members, but in the overall, we had a good debate. Of course, in the House, it's quite different from here in the Portfolio Committee. But we do understand that members carry the mandate of their parties, and they take mandate from what their caucuses are saying. But in the overall, we had a good debate. So when we come back, we will our first task will be to conduct oversight visit as agreed by the Portfolio Committee. We will be going first to the University of Venda and then University of Limpopo. And then we'll also visit one TVET college, I think it's Capricorn TVET college. We're also thinking of covering as well VUT, but we're working on the logistics. So we'll be coming back, I think from the 25th of January, we're supposed to be back because the constituency period comes to an end. And then later on, we are gonna have SON, I think in February. But otherwise, it has been a good year. Thank you very much, honorable members. Let's thank the staff, the supporting staff, all of you. You have been very hard at work. But I must say, colleagues and comrades, let's also wish one of the staff members, Mam Paho, let's wish her well. She's on sick leave. She has not been well for some time. She has been fighting against a very terrible disease that she's surviving it. For now, she's on sick leave. We wish her well, that she get well soon. But otherwise, thank you very much, members. Thank you, the staff, all of you, and enjoy the rest of the day until we meet again next year. Thank you very much. The meeting is
Chairperson, if I may, just one thing, Chairperson.
Oh, Honorable Njobo,
yes. Yeah, Chairperson, may I request once more that maybe when we come back then, we prioritize MUT. There are things going on at MUT, which I believe are a deliberate hand from somewhere. And if we honestly, if we leave MUT for longer than this, we might go there to sweep the ashes. That's all. It's a plea, Chair. Let us prioritize MUT as well, please.
Okay. Yeah, MUT and CPUT is on the program, Honorable Ngobo. You know, we're supposed to see them, but the program kept on changing, and also they said they couldn't come before they finalized the forensic report. But yeah, we're gonna engage with them. We're also gonna engage with CPUT. I can't remember whether we've scheduled it for the second week or the third week, but we are gonna meet with MUT.
Honorable
Nodada.
No, Chair, I just want to just say to you, Chair, thank you so much. And all to all the members from the Democratic Alliance. I know we've had a massive challenge with one of our members Honorable Professor Pozzoli, who is not being well, and who is unfortunately not going to be joining us, Chair, but I'm sure you'll be able to receive that formal information before the end of today. And I just want to appreciate all the members with the robust debates and the agreements and disagreements, and hopefully that everybody has a good year from our side. And I thank you for the words of caution and encouragement in our trip in the Eastern Cape. Just wishing you as well, Chair, a good year, as well as all the staff members from my side as the DA. And I will be well in participation if I'm still a part of this committee in the new year, Chair. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's wish Professor Pozzoli well. She's also fighting the same terrible disease that Mampaho is also fighting. Let's wish both of them well. Maybe I should give the parties, since the DA, Honorable Modada, has started. I don't know if there are parties who wish to comment before we wrap up. Honorable Ngobo, you want to say something?
Yeah. Well,
I think Honorable Ngobo, your line is not good. Maybe
it's the fact that it's worked for the whole.
Honorable Ngobo,
switch off the video, Chair.
I think switch off the video. Yeah, can have a better.
Yes, it's fine. I switched off the video. No, Chairperson, I was saying it's normal that when we end the year and we have worked so hard together, it's very important that when we reach this time, we wish one another a good rest. In particular, Chairperson, yourself, you have done everything we believe is right. We are quite satisfied as parties. I don't know whether I'm speaking for all of them, but we do feel that we are led by a man who does not look at a face of a person, whether it be ourselves or people who come to make present or who have to appear before the portfolio committee. The truth becomes the truth as it is, and it is handled that way. We believe in making a speech, but I just wanted to say thank you very much even to yourself, and may the colleagues please have a good rest in yourself. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Ngobo. Who else would want to?
Chair, I raise my hand.
Honorable Boshoff, yes, yeah, I see your hand.
Thank you, Chair. Now I want to say that every year one learns a lot, and I'm quite green in politics. It's my first term, but I also didn't follow parliamentary TV or anything to know exactly what's happening inside. So everything had been a learning curve for me. And I actually feel very, voorreg in Afrikaans. Sometimes the English words just don't appear when they are needed. It's something which I almost feel I don't deserve, to be in such a good committee and working in such a really exciting department, and all the oversight visits that we have, which is really a privilege. That's a word that I was looking for. So I feel a privilege working in this committee with the colleagues, and I also feel privileged working in the department, even if it is just by way of oversight. And also, I I went to, let's say, to back investigate, because now I've come to know all the colleagues in the committee, and now then I went back to look on Google. Now, who are these people whom I know personally? Who are they in the public eye? And even I saw that there was some criticism when you were appointed as the chair of this committee, that some in the press some questions were asked whether Mr. Mapulani will be the right person to deal with this very difficult department, especially higher education and training. And it was said just after the election, just after the committee chairs were announced. And I think all those skeptics are looking on their noses at the moment. I think that you and the robust debates that we have in the committee shows very well that this is a committee intent not to look the other way and to sweep things under the carpet which is uncomfortable to have in the open. And your own very, I'm looking for the correct words now. You know, you don't get all excited and emotional. You are always speaking in the same tone. But if one listens closely, one realizes that sometimes you are just playing with a lion's moustache now. So thank you very much for you yourself. I got to know the chief whip better. I would even say I became friends with Honorable Ntsiye. I just don't take him seriously when he says he's going to be brief. All the colleagues, I really appreciate it, each one as a person. Thank you. I really feel obliged to be part of this collective.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Honorable Boshoff. I hope Honorable Itzi is listening. Is he on the platform? Yeah. Okay. ANC, Honorable Mukachwa, you find you have already said your weight, or you want to come back again?
Che, I had said quite a lot. You know, when I thought I was wrapping up on your behalf, but perhaps since I could not, if I were to add something, Chairs, to honestly commend your chairing of this and steering of this particular portfolio committee. I think in line with the sentiments of the President Cyril Ramaphosa and his call for a activist parliament, you have truly ensured that we remain committed to that particular call. And we're listening to the declarations of members yesterday evening, or I don't know, late afternoon, evening. It's very clear that in terms of the concerns that members have in the sector, you know, Chair, you are really leading us in the right direction in terms of holding robust and progressive oversight, and we are fully supportive of your work. And again, I also maybe perhaps to just thank colleagues in the manner to really engage in good faith. I for one, am really honored to serve in a portfolio committee with the members across political affiliations that we get to serve with. And we truly hope not to lose another soldier. You know, Honorable Nodata, we've already lost Honorable Getty. Of course, we do welcome Honorable Tambo as a young person, but we really hope not to lose another soldier. So we hope to see all of us back here next year, Chair, continuing with the great work that we're doing as a collective. Thank you so much, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Mukachwa. Thank you very much for your kind words, Honorable Members. I really appreciate it. One of the things that I always say to colleagues in the kind of work that we do, I always say that it's we don't make very many friends when we conduct oversight. Often you make enemies. Because the duty of oversight is a difficult one, very discomforting, very irritating sometimes to those who you are holding accountable. So not everybody is going to like you. But that's why we are here in Parliament, because we are here to represent the people who elected us, because they expect us to hold the executive accountable. They expect us to hold those who exercise public power accountable. So that's why we exist. That's why we are in Parliament. And if we do our job properly, sometimes we are not going to be liked. I was saying to Honorable Lizia the other day that do you think that if you, through the process of oversight, you catch somebody whose hand is in the cookie jar, do you think that that person is going to smile with you? Of course, that person is not going to smile with you. It's going to try everything in the book to try and discredit you and to try and project himself or herself as the person who's doing right thing, who's an angel. But of course, this is the thankless job that we do. And we do it with these wonderful colleagues of ours in this portfolio committee. I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Thank you very much, honorable members. This meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, Chair.